my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it is Monday, the 22nd day of April. Thank you for listening. My goodness, what a blessing. I know you're on that end of the microphone. I'm on this end. Brother Ethan's here. It is Monday morning, and I trust you're rejoicing about Sunday. You know, sometimes pastors, I love it when I get these texts. Here's the day we had. And I like to just rejoice with you. Folks are saved and baptized and attendance is up. Sometimes it's down, whatever the case might be. Is it yet spring in Minnesota? Or is it snowing? I'm not sure. They're certain about all that. April 22nd. That's about the time next year. It's either the 21st, 22nd, or 25th that we have an Easter next year. So you know the date. But thank God for Easter. I'm still rejoicing over our Easter here. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. That's a great song. It's in the auditorium of the great and exciting North Valley Baptist Church. God's people, let's sing it right now. Those people. God bless the North Valley Baptist Church. You people are wonderful. We're moving toward our 50th anniversary, not this year, July, but July of 2025. July 13th will be 50 years of age. And God's been so, so good to us. Oh my goodness, I should be singing every day, count your many blessings, name them one by one. It's a busy time for students in our school. Brother Ethan and I were talking, our church calendar is sort of a little bit more relaxed here. We January, February, March, and I apologize profusely to the people. It was just nonstop. Every week something big going on. Well, April's a little bit, you know, I mean, we have college days. We've had college days. We have different things for the schools. We have baseball games, but you know, those are fun, enjoyable things. However, we do have a lot of educational things. We do have the piano recital, and that's always a very exciting thing as well. So, anyway, all of that said, we're trying to get our wind to get ready for all of these graduations. The summer's on us and projects. It'd be wonderful. Tour groups will be out. You pray for them. Pray for all the colleges that have vehicles on the road, and that our Lord will give them tremendous safety as they travel this summer to serve the King. We need young people all over America to say, I'll go to Bible college, and I'll go with the determination that I'll let God call me to do anything. I'll do whatever God wants me to do. The labors right now, been here a long time, are fewer than they've ever been. We need laborers. I have so many churches that need pastors and assistant pastors and school teachers and music directors and pianists. Get your elementary kids taking the piano lessons and all these different things. Let's get them ready, send them to college, polish them up, and get them out in the ministry. It's not in vain.
We have labored in the vineyards of the Lord, and it seems the world has stolen our reward. But God has not forgotten, and when He calls us home, we'll receive eternal treasures and a place of honor near His throne. It's not in vain. It's not.
Good song. It's not in vain. And I can guarantee it, according to the Word of God, your labor is not in vain. We're in Proverbs 22 today because this being the 22nd day. And I want to bring your attention to verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. I'm looking at these glasses. For some reason, they're not working. What is the world? What is going on here, brother? You know, hang on, folks. Hang on. I got prescription glasses. Oh, right here. Oh, you know what I'm doing? Hold it, folks. I'm getting all. Oh, yeah. That'd be better. Okay. I am. Well, those are prescription too. So who knows? But these are clear. Remember not the ancient landmark, which thy fathers have set. You know, hopefully your father set some landmarks. And you know what this is. These are posts that you mark it in the ground and say, this is our land. This is our homestead. This is where we live. We have them here as well. We have little V in a lot of the sidewalks. You'll see that's the property line right there. They've marked them in the concrete on the sidewalk. And this is your property line right here. And here's where the next guy's is. Well, I say that because in my life, I had parents, and before my parents were their parents, grandparents, they set markers. You know, I never really knew my grandparents. My one set were passed away before my mother even married. And my grandmother, I only saw her once or twice. She was blind and she never saw me. My grandfather only saw a few times, but they were godly people. German people, went to the German Baptist Church. Well, you know what? When they came to this country, and when they came to this country, they laid some groundwork. They laid some markers, and they said, well, this is our family. And my grandparents read the Bible. My dad used to tell me about that. And my both grandfathers would preach in the German Baptist Church in Wisconsin. And they were laymen, worked jobs, worked in the fields as well, worked in the factories. But they preached on the weekends. Okay. Now, they laid some groundwork. And they put some markers in. And my dad and mother did. They put a marker in for good marriage. They put a marker in for being good parents. They put a marker down for the tithing every single week. And Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, on time, always early, never late, and really never really vacations. Just went to church. They were faithful people. Deacons meeting, went. Choir practice during the week, went. All right. Now, Ms. Treiber and I have done the same, and now our children, by the grace of God, and now hopefully their grandkids, get some markers, stick them down on the ground, and say, this is what our family believes. This is what we believe about going to bed at night with wrath in our heart. Don't pillow your head. Do not pillow your head with wrath in your heart. My family, all of my wife's side, my side, they were honest people. They were good people. They were hardworking people. I understand that we live in a day where they say because of all the cell phones, young people, this Generation Z, 12 through 27, they don't want to work. Just don't want to work. Why work? You know, why work when you get the government to pay for it? Oh, no, that's not the man will not work, he should not eat. I'm not for these signs. You're on the side of the road and look, I'm for helping poor people. Blessed is he gets sent to the poor. We consider the poor. There's always, God said you're always going to have the poor people with you. But if you won't work, you're able-bodied. I'm watching able-bodied people. And they want to take from an able-bodied person, or sometimes not as able as they are. I'll take your money, but no, that's a whole nother subject. Work! We're going to get to that this week. I'm excited about it. But may I say this? Set some landmarks for your family. Hopefully the previous generation did. And if you're not from a Christian home and you're the first, set some landmarks. And anchor them down and fly, put the flag up. This is where our family stands. Our Father, we're so very grateful for this day and a Monday and to serve Thee. And may we live life on purpose with landmarks that have been established in our lives, spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, socially, and serving Thee. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.